This is Nimana and the Uninvited Guest, written by the Spiders, the Cursed Creatures, read by Mistborn Hero, a Nimana Parfik, featuring Nimana, Ambrosius Golden Lion, and Ballister Blackheart. It is tagged for Family Feels, Family Fluff, Domestic Fluff, and General Fluff. Summary. Nimona finds an abandoned black cat in an alleyway and brings him home. Nimona had been walking home from the store when she had seen a spot of black dash between her legs. Shifting her nose, she could smell a cat under a box in the alleyway. Slowly, she made her way to the box, cautiously lifting it up. Underneath, and she would never admit this, was an adorable black cat. He was a little scruffy and had a scar down his right eye, but otherwise, he looked okay. The cat hissed at her as she tried to pet it. Nimona held out a beef snack, and the cat sniffed at it before taking it, and he allowed her to give him a scratch behind the ears. Her phone buzzed. It was Ballister, asking where she was. Crap, she was supposed to be home half an hour ago. She may or may not have gotten distracted by a small food stand that was serving soft pastries stuffed with chocolate, but she wouldn't tell them that. Standing, Nimona moved to go home, but stopped when she looked back at the cat. He looked so alone and so vulnerable. He reminded her of herself. That was how she was, until she found Ambrosius and Ballister. Against her better judgment, Nimona scooped up the cat and placed him in her satchel. She knew that Ambrosius wouldn't be happy, but she couldn't leave him. He didn't hiss or fight to get out, just fell asleep in her bag. Coming up to the door, she whispered to the cat, "Be quiet, okay? Else I'll be grounded for a month." Opening the door, she was ambushed by Ballister, who wrapped her in a hug.
"Nimona, thank God, where were you?"
he said, releasing her and holding her by the shoulders. The cat shuffled in her bag.
She had to do something. "Sorry, Pops, I got distracted by some new game console downtown."
"Nimona, I'm okay," she said, dashing to her room and shutting the door behind her. Phew! She slumped against the door. Turning her attention to her bag, she let the cat out of the bag.
"I guess I can't keep calling you the cat. You need a name."
Choosing a name was hard. Pinky was her first choice, but he was black, so that was a no. Macy, after her favorite weapon, but that didn't seem right. Finally, after much debate, she chose the perfect name. "Dagger," she announced proudly, "after my second favorite weapon."
"Nimona?"
A voice called from outside the door. She practically jumped at the voice that was Ambrosius.
"Yeah, Dad?" "Dinner's ready."
Nimona tried to hide the cat until she could deal with him properly. "Stay quietly," she said, holding up a finger to her mouth, but in her haste, she left the door open.
"Hey, kid," Ballister said, looking up from his tablet. "What did you do today?"
She shrugged. "Not much, stole a man's boots, robbed a candy shop, and killed a guard with my teeth." At the last part, she leaned in closer, shifting her teeth into a shark.
"Nimona," Ambrosius said, sighing as he placed a bowl of tomato soup in front of her. "Kidding," she said with a mischievous grin. "Kind sort of, probably." Ugh. Suddenly, Nimona felt something touch her feet. Normally, this wouldn't have been weird, but this was fur. Glancing down, she saw a dagger under the table. Whipping her head to the door, she groaned internally, noticing that the door was open. Now, instead of eating Ambrosius's food, she had to make sure that she didn't get grounded. "Nimona?" Ballister was looking at her, concerned. "Everything okay?"
"Peachy, I dropped my napkin," she said, leaning under the table.
Ambrosius snorted. "Nimona using manners. Never thought I'd see the day."
Looking under the table, she grumbled. Dagger was gone.
"Nimona," Ambrosius said, seemingly annoyed.
"Yeah," she said, not paying attention as she was looking under the table.
"Why is there a cat on my table?"
She was so startled she slammed her head on the table. She sat up, rubbing the bruise so she could see them both staring at her.
I can explain." Ambrosius crossed his arms, looking mad.
"Explain why you brought a cat into my home?"
She winced. "Okay, I'm sorry. I just saw him coming home and couldn't leave him, and plus I already named him."
"And?" Ballister asked.
"Dagger," she said, cheerfully, "after my second favorite weapon." Ambrosius sighed, placing a hand on his face.
"Why?" he groaned.
"Can we keep him, please?" she begged, shifting into a cat alongside Dagger. Ballister slowly petted Dagger, who nuzzled his hand in return, walking up to his shoulder and laying there.
"He won't be as much trouble as her, Ambrosius," he said, giving him a soft smile.
"Fine, but I'm not responsible for him."
The end. Thank you for listening. This has been recorded for ITPE 2023 for Kitsune Heart. Partially inspired because you've been talking about adopting a cat on the Discord, and I was like, oh, cats! And I know probably the Masterful Cat anime is a best fit, but that has like one fic and it's a crossover. So, not really about cat adoption. But there was this one for Nimona, and I thought it was sweet. And yeah, I hope you enjoyed. Thank you for listening, and please remember to drink some water today.